man, this has not been a good drive into work. All these things that I normally do that are just usually smooth sailing, not good. I got pulled over yesterday, first time in years. Well, no, not really. I got that guy in that Madison Heights guy pulled me over about a year or two ago, and he had no right. I was not doing anything. I was going a couple miles an hour over with traffic. I think he didn't like my license plate. But yesterday, there was somebody, some knucklehead driving in front of me, some woman. She could barely see over the steering wheel. You know, she looked like Clara Peller with her hands at 10 and 2, barely could see over the steering wheel. And this is not a comment on her ethnicity or anything like that, but she's got this burqa on, and it's just this little slit, you know, over her eyes, and she's driving like 15 miles an hour. She's like in the right lane, and I'm in the right lane, so I go to the left. She goes to the left, so I'm like, son of a bitch, and I go to the right. She goes back to the right, and she's driving like 10, 15 miles an hour on a 35, you know, 40-mile-an-hour road, and I got, you know, finally she goes this way, and I go the other way, and I gun it, and I blow past her. And by this time, I'm just spitting mad, you know, at the whole situation. And a cop was going the other direction right as I did that, and I went blowing by her at like 50. It's like a 35, and I went blowing by at like, you know, 50-something. And so he comes wheeling around, pulls me over, and I explain what happened. He goes, you can't let her get you mad, man. It's like, you just got to let it go. Anyhow, he goes, I know you, don't I? And I said, yeah, you know, radio guy. He goes, yeah, right. He goes, well, he reaches up and touches his camera, and I know he's shutting it down. He's going, well, I ain't going to write a ticket. And I'm like, oh, thank God.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
I was going to say, if you're in Macomb County, you got to know a couple people to get you out of that situation, but I've been in very similar situations many times. It's just like, what the hell are these people doing? And then you want to react because you're just so pissed. And then, you know, typically when you react, that's what happens. So I try not to. But then I get behind idiots like I'm driving behind right now that don't have their headlights on.